3.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number 2 of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The feature's there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right into the phone calls here. Let's talk to Nick in Kentucky. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind?
I was listening to, I'm a podcast listener, so I was listening to a story a while ago. I was talking about the privatizing and or mostly marketized police force.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it kind of hit me, you know, as a libertarian, you know, having the views of private property and things like that and arbitrators and all these things you guys were talking about, it kind of went through my mind as far as, okay, if you had someone you hired to solve a murder, or if you had a police force that, you know, needed to go and, you know, search a home for solving a murder or something like that, I mean, how would that come into play, you know, because today, I mean, they can just come in, bust down your door, even if they have a, you know, so-called search warrant, you know, it's given through, you know, the courts or whoever. I mean, how would that work as, you know...
It's a good question.
In a market situation, you know.
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's hard for us to sit here and say, well, it'll work this way, because we don't really know for sure what the marketplace is going to do.
I don't suggest that cops be marketized.
Well, that's because you just don't get it quite yet.
Well, you're using the terminology we.
That's fine.
Well, I kind of like it. That's why I was asking the question, because
I
don't know.
It's an interesting idea.
Let me explore it here for a moment, if I may. As I understand it, one of the ways that protection would probably work would be that you would essentially hire what would basically be an insurance company to protect your valuables and your loved ones and that sort of thing. And if indeed something happened that required an investigation, it would be their responsibility to do that. So it wouldn't necessarily be that you would have to hire someone after the fact, which unless you weren't covered, then you would have to go and, you know, hire a PI or something like that. But if you were covered by a policy, then they would just sort of, you know, spring into action and they would do whatever investigation they needed to do. Now, presumably, you know, if they had a suspect or a location or something like that they felt was important to their investigation, they would probably approach the owner of that particular location and offer some sort of incentive to allow evidence to be gathered. You know, if it were a situation with a landlord or something like that where they were investigating someone else, then, you know, the landlord probably would find it in his best interest to allow them to do that unless he had something to hide, in which case then he might refuse it. And
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, if he's guilty, well...
Right, and he's either going to go in and sanitize the area because now they're looking for it, or, you know, he's just going to say, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, who knows what sort of techniques the marketplace would develop in order to prevent the tip-off of a suspect in that particular fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Again, since there wouldn't necessarily be government laws and the government restrictions applying to these companies, it might not be it might not be wrong necessarily for them to strike up a friendship with the guy and try to, I don't know, use some sort of some level of deception in order to get access to a place, as long as they had his consent at that time. I don't know. I'm reaching here. I'm not exactly sure how it worked, but you have to remember they wouldn't be constrained by the same set of rules that the government police would be constrained by. They'd still be constrained by the respect of other people's private property, because if a company went around, you know, breaking into homes or something like that, then their reputation would suffer, and they don't want to lose their reputation, because that's all that they really have to go on is their track record and their reputation in the community. So you have to balance the things they can do by the fact that they want to make sure they're still a good company at the same time. And also remember that if they catch the wrong person, then it's going to really damage their reputation. So they have to be very, very cautious and very, very careful in the things that they would do in a marketplace protection situation. I hope that helps to some extent.
Yeah, it does. And if you allow me to make 2 quick other points real quick.
Certainly.
One other thing is I'm new to the whole, you know, libertarian and some of the views, and I'm trying to, in the free market, just trying to, you know, get wrap my mind around it. Also, I was talking to my wife about the Free State Project and stuff like that, and I keep talking about it. Of course, some people look at it as kind of a cult or crazy just because, you know, a bunch of people moving up for, you know, for whatever. But they don't understand it. You know, so I'm trying to talk to her about it, try to talk about freedom. And one of the things that I guess helps push her over the edge is a couple things about taxes and police brutality. Like the other night we were watching the whole thing about the taser. I heard you guys talking about the taser thing. Literally, I was showing all these instances of people dying and or, you know, unnecessarily being tasered, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess she hadn't really seen that much. And I'm thinking, well, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it happens all the time. So,
Yep. You
know, and then the other thing with the tax, real quick, the last thing I'll say is we went to a local little place to get her title and tags and stuff registered. Well, she bought a car for, it was, you know, old car. And she bought it. It was worth like $3,600. Well, she bought it for like $900 and some change. Well, the lady there at the clerk, she said, well, we're going to have to charge you half the retail in taxes. So $1,300 she's had to pay in taxes, even though she only paid $900 and something. Yeah, so you should have seen it, though, this small little town that my wife starts like freaking out. And then, government sucks, and I hate taxes, and go Ron Paul. And these people, these clerks are like, we just work here. We don't know. This is just the law.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot believe that you're going to pay, you're stealing from us. You're going to charge, even though she only paid $900 and something, you're going to make her pay, you know, $1,300 in taxes, even though
wow.
she only paid $900. Yeah.
Now, can you imagine? I mean, I don't know what your financial situation is, but imagine being in dire financial straits and just being able to afford that $900 car and thinking, you know, it's only going to be $100 or $200 in taxes, and then being slapped with over 100% of your purchase price, taxation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said when I, because that's the whole point. We didn't have money to go out and buy finance a car. You know, I just said, well,
right.
you know, I'll get some, you know, older car and cash for it.
Sure.
And then here we are having to pay not only the tax and tie all those other fees, but then having to pay taxes on something we, you know, you see what I'm saying? We didn't even pay this month, but we're paying over, like you said, 100% of the taxes.
That's
like,
incredible.
Unfortunately, that's what it takes for a lot of people to understand that this government is out of control, is it takes the government to really screw them pretty hard. And I wish it were easy to just point to a bunch of news articles and say, see, government's out of control. It's not really real until it really hits home. And
exactly. And
I hope that made a difference. Unfortunately, it's a costly one, but
I wanted to address the idea that the Free State, that some people, you know, are telling you that they think the Free State Project's a cult or something like that.
Yeah.
And probably the way to talk about it is, you know, it's no more a cult than the Lions Club or the Rotary. It's an organization that has a goal. That goal could be, in the case of the Lions Club, to, you know, be philanthropic inside the community, or with the Rotary Club to do away with polio. In the case of the Free State Project, to return liberty to one state.
And the Free State Project isn't out there. It doesn't have a charismatic leader that's trying to separate you from your money or anything like that. So it certainly doesn't fit the, you know, the cult status.
I think the only problem that I guess people who see it and aren't really well informed is just the fact that, you know, it's so many people leaving their families and their places and their homes, kind of going to something in hope of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's what...
Yeah, it's like a crazy, crazy dream, like the dream of the people that moved here, you know, in the 1700s or 1600s for
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I get it, but some people don't, and I'm like, I don't understand. So.
Well, you know, those are the people that are going to stay where they are, and that's fine, because there's got to be people that stay where they are, and okay, that can be their role, and you can move for freedom. Thanks for the call, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Fact is, not everybody's going to get it. Not everybody's going to get this whole freedom thing. They're not going to understand Ron Paul. They're not going to understand liberty when it's necessarily presented to them. They're not going to want to understand it until that day comes when the government, like he was pointing out with his wife, screws them over royally and proves that it just doesn't care about you. I know the government likes to pretend that they care. That's their whole message is, oh, we're the government. We're here to take care of you from cradle to grave. Don't worry. We'll pay for your birth and your death and your health care and your education.
College and everything in between.
Yeah, you don't even have to think about anything anymore. You just let us handle it. And then, you know, reality strikes home and you find out that the whole debt, you know, paying for old age, that doesn't work out so well. You probably won't even get Social Security. You find out that this universal health care is an absolute nightmare, as we'll talk about here with the Canadian system in a few moments. And you find out that the government hurts more people than it helps, that in order to actually help somebody, the government has to hurt people by taking money from them in the first place. And And then, you know, it all comes sinking in that this whole government thing isn't all it was cracked up to be. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 4th, 2007. Gold, 800-ounce gold coins to be purchased for $824.16, $406.20 for half, $203.10 for quarter. That's $824.16, $406.20, $203.10.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get signed up for it at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today. announcing that we've got some new promos up on our website. From time to time, I get into a little promo-making mood, and I go into delve into the Free Talk Live archives and pull out some highlights from the show and turn them into little 60-second promos. Now, the main purpose is to give these to radio stations to run.
But people like them.
But yeah, they're fun. They're fun to listen to. So that's one of the things that I announced via the updates list today. So updates.freetalklive.com. And if you missed that, you can just go to freetalklive.com, and they're right there pretty much at the top of the page.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of chemicals like boric acid and fire retardants. You don't want to be breathing that at night. This bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. They make crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. Still on the way. We've got to talk about the Canadian healthcare system if we get a chance, but also Ron Paul's appearance on The View today, which we both saw. You did watch the entire thing, right?
I did.
Okay.
All 7 minutes of it.
Going to comment on that. We go to the phones first, talk to Mary, listening in Kansas. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Mary in Kansas, going once. Mary, Kansas, going twice. Well, we'll try her back, because I know that they just screened her call. Let's try Jeremy in Montana instead, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. A pleasure to talk with you again.
What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, where do I start?
How about right here?
I was thinking about, you remember when we was talking about the Black Friday thing, and you was asking that one dumbass from Montana, where did Walmart start from?
I remember there were some people that were calling in with a conspiracy about Walmart, suggesting that Walmart was working with the evil elitists around the world to dominate all of the globe or something like that. What was your point?
Don't you remember, Ian, you were asking, you know, you were asking them to his face, well, where did it turn into a good old boy thing and to a, you know, great big globalist thing?
Yeah, the guy said that it was like at some point in the 80s, after the 80s, they'd opened a couple hundred stores. Allegedly, the world elite approached them at that point and told them, how would you like to open 100 more stores or 200 more stores? Just get in bed with us and sign an agreement.
Is there any way I could explain that story to you fellows, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, you sure, go for it.
Well, Sam Walton was a good young man. You know, he had an old Ford, some kind of old rickety truck, and he hauled chickens for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, this is serious, guys.
Well, I believe you. I said, mm-hmm, so go ahead.
And then he, saved up enough money. This grandfather of the land, who was a good saint and a good man, who indeed and did employ several young men and women and things. And,
get to the point of the story. You got to make this quick, my man.
He started in Bentonville, Arkansas, in a little home shop, and then his daughter got a DUI one time, and there's all kinds of stuff I could tell about Walton. But anyway, to make a long story short, you know, when he died, you know, all the customer service went away, all the education went away about their products and
so really, you're saying that Walmart used to have better customer service when Sam Walton was alive?
Yes, and then when he died, at one time he owned 49% of the company, and then when he died, his sons and daughters pretty much did sell it away to people like the Carlyle Groups and the Bilderbergers, and they blew.
Is there actually evidence of that, or is that just theory, conspiracy theory?
Oh no! There is evidence of it, and his daughter did get a DUI, and Sam Walton was a good old boy, and. But
well,
when he
You know, even if that's true, Jeremy, it doesn't really affect me because the fact is I can go and buy a you know, bottle of toothpaste and cheaper there than pretty much anywhere else in town. And so I'm going to go and continue shopping there. I mean, you're not trying to dissuade me, are you?
I'm not trying to say nothing bad about them because they do save lots of Americans, you know, lots of dollars. But beware of that fluoride you're putting in your mouth because it makes you kind of deranged. You know,
sounds like you should put down the toothpaste bottle, my friend. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Appreciate hearing from you. I'm not too worried about fluoride. In fact, most toothpaste doesn't have fluoride in it, I don't think.
What?
Does it?
Yes. The fluoride makes fluoride they use to make the dentifrice that is toothpaste. Toothpaste creates an environment in your mouth where the toothbrush works well.
Mm-hmm.
The toothbrush is what gets the crap off of your teeth,
right.
But the toothpaste is to create a good environment for it to work in. And
I thought there were some of them that didn't have it in there.
There's baking soda toothpaste out there, but if you have if you use baking soda toothpaste, especially children using baking soda toothpaste, chances are they're going to grow up with bad teeth.
Hmm. Okay.
Children definitely shouldn't be swallowing fluoride, and you don't want to overuse fluoride on fluoride toothpaste. For instance, use a pea-sized amount. But
do you really? Come
I
on.
Do.
I always read that on a pea-sized amount. I always read that on like a sweet pea-sized, like a whole big old pea. Or are you talking about like a green? You're talking about like a teeny little pea, like smaller than your fingernail kind of pea.
The kind of pea that you would get out of a can. It's green.
Yeah. I never understood that. I read the instructions and it always says to use that, but I don't feel like I'm getting clean if I use that much.
I understand. People get used to using the amount that they get used to using, and they show you on the TV ads where they put a big long strip of toothpaste
right.
across there. But, you know, you don't need that to create the environment. But, you know, if you think you're not getting clean, say for soap, for instance, if you don't feel like you're getting clean unless there's a whole bunch of suds around, then that's how it is that you're going to like to get clean. It's a preference issue. It's not what you need.
I'd like to point something. Going back to his story about Sam Walton and Walmart and all that,
mm-hmm.
just like to point out to those of you out there that are always frightened about the world conspiracy and the the Carlyle Group and the Bilderbergers and all those other names that he rattled off. You know, all these elitists with the money,
mm-hmm.
right? The billions and billions of dollars at their disposal. The fact is, if they've got that much money and they're into Walmart, they're probably into Target and they're probably into everybody else. They probably hold stock in all kinds of companies, so you're going to profit them shopping anywhere.
Basically. They probably own the manufacturers that make the products that they carry at all these other stores, which means that if you shop at the mom-and-pop businesses, you're going to be buying their products anyway.
Let's go to Mary in Kansas. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Mary, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just just what am I want to talk about? I want to talk about, you mentioned something like getting out of the system.
All right, we'll talk to you about getting out of the system here in moments. Hang on, we're going to bring you back, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want if you get on the phones. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over
over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Operands 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on civilliberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Show is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Live streams included. Broadband version, dial-up version, both on the house for you. freetalklive.com. Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was the chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman, the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance. And Peter Crist is a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. They all want to end the war on drugs. And they'll all be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. 2008FTL saves you 10% on the Liberty Forum. We'll see you there. Let's go back to the phones and talk again to Mary in Kansas. Now, Mary, before you get into your point, since you're okay. Listening on the radio, where are you and what station are you listening to?
KCXL.
KCXL. Okay, gotcha. I saw Kansas and I thought, stations in Kansas. I couldn't think of any. So it's Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
So it's Kansas City. Now it makes sense. So what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, it's just that I'm a common law citizen, and in order to become one, you have to learn the law yourself because lawyers don't work for the people, and for a long time I didn't know what that meant until I started to study the law, you know, because that's how you protect yourself.
Right. Now, what you're referring to is the fact that lawyers swear an oath to the state when they become lawyers, right?
Yes, the territorial state, not the state of the union of the people.
Right. The state is in the government, the people calling themselves government, the justice system.
Yeah,
so their first allegiance lies with the system and then their clients. So they're not really working for you so much as they are working for themselves and the system.
Yeah, they set up a situation where you may win your case, but it's not to where, you know, it'll never bother you again. Driving, for instance, every state has an exempt that a person can exercise.
All right, so what kind of exemption are you talking about?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Exempt? Well, the driver's license is an act. It's a program that you can participate if you want to. And if you look through the traffic laws in your own state, there's always an area where it lists, you know, vehicles or and drivers who are exempt. And the person, and it always lists the private citizen at the last, you know, the very last or towards the last. And the sentence is always said in a way that it doesn't look like, you know, you're exempt, but you are. And,
yeah,
you know,
we've heard things about this before. People have said basically that, and it's all very, very fascinating. People have said that essentially that, you know, traveling is not a privilege; it is a right, and it's essentially the government laws in all 50 states. What they regulate is operating a motor vehicle. Now, in the world of the legal land, words mean different things than what you think they mean. And the term motor vehicle actually, as I understand it, according to legal definitions, has something to do with a conveyance used for business purposes, not transferring yourself from point A to point B. And so, essentially, when you get a driver's license, you're asking for the state's permission to operate a motor vehicle on their roads, not necessarily your automobile. Am I close to what you're suggesting there?
Yeah, under voluntary consent, you don't have to.
Right. So now, here's my question: are you actually driving without a license?
Yes.
Now, what do you do when a police officer comes up and says, "License and registration, ma'am"?
A term is beginning to be more and more aware, which is good. I was surprised, you know, that it's beginning to get more and more known. In the first place, you have to find out where the exempt is, and then you exercise it. Once you do that, the police are beginning to see, you know, that if you do not have a driver's license and you have an ID, because that's what's required, ID, in common law and state law. You have
now, do you have your
ID.
Own ID, or did you get the ID from the government?
I have my own ID.
How did you get that?
There's a way to make it your own. You could either make it your own, or you go to an ID card and have them design it, you know, with your picture, your address, you know, everything that is on a regular driver's license, except you make it, which is out of their jurisdiction, which makes it powerful and above them.
Interesting. Now, are you driving without a license plate as well?
Yes.
So does that mean you're getting pulled over a lot, or?
No, you have to make your own. You have to make your own. It has
really?
To do with different jurisdictions, and this has to do with knowledge. You have to know the law and how to do it. You just can't, you know, like everybody says.
But the problem is, people don't know the law. I don't know the law.
Right.
Most of the people listening don't know the law.
Apparently, I don't know it either. I would be deeply, deeply concerned about the only way to test your theory is to make my own little ID and put a cardboard license plate on the back of my car and wait for a police officer to come and beat my head in.
Well, you could get a nicer one than a cardboard one. You can order license plates online, can't you? Can't you go and get your own custom license plate, basically, from like a novelty place?
Novelty place? No, this is something that you make with some sort of company.
That's what I mean. A company that sells custom license plates as a novelty. That's how the company sees it, obviously. But can't you go and actually order a license plate that says what you want it to say?
No, you have to say a certain thing.
Well, what does your license plate say?
I haven't gotten it yet. But
so you're driving without a license plate at all right now?
No. Well, right now I'm using my old one. Mm-hmm. But what I did, what everybody can do with their driver's license, one of the steps is once you find out, you know, the exempt, what you have to do is take your driver's license to the capital of the state that they are in. You hand it to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
DMV.
The lady will say, "I understand that you're surrendering your driver's license," and you say yes, and then you ask for some sort of proof of documentation.
Right.
She will go into the back room, and they will, and whoever back there will say, "Okay, well, she wants to, you know, this documentation that says she voluntarily surrenders her driver's license." That's what it's called.
So does that basically cancel the agreement that you got into when you got your driver's license?
Yeah. key word, agreement. It is not mandatory. Even you can see that it's not mandatory.
So have you been pulled? I've heard a lot of this before, and the most difficult part about this, Mary, is getting someone to provide us with real, tangible cases of this being utilized. And I mean, like, you know, documented evidence, stories, something that's testable, something that's provable. Usually what we get is somebody calling in with all the claims that sound similar to your claims, and then they disappear. We always ask them to post something online. We ask for a website. No one ever has one. And it's just amazing to me. So I'm going to ask you the same questions. Where did you learn this information, and how can the average person glean the same info?
There are many websites that I found. One of them, Ron Paul is on one of them. It's called supremelaw.org.
Supremelaw.org, okay.
Yes. Yeah, he's on there. Ron Paul.
Well, just because he has a graphic on there doesn't mean he personally is on there, but okay.
Let me see. There's another one called Sujuris.
Sui Juris, okay, I'm aware of that one.
Yeah, isn't that great? And there's another one called...
enough with the websites. Two's good enough. You've got two more than most people have. Usually it's, I heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody in a secret meeting. Now, again, I don't know if I can recommend that people go out and do this, because we're not really sure what happens. Have you been pulled over by the police yet, or are you still in the theory mode here?
Yes, I have. And let me tell you something. Your ID dictates what kind of jurisdiction, governing, and law you are under.
Now, you're under common law, which means that you don't have to essentially a state government to answer to, right?
Yeah, because that's their jurisdiction. I don't need it. I don't want it. It doesn't apply to me.
The jurisdiction of common law, as I understand it, is essentially the only overarching rules are that you do no harm to others. And, you know, if harm is done, then there's action that can be taken in under a common law court and that sort of thing. I'd like to hold you over if I can, Mary.
Okay.
I find this stuff absolutely fascinating. 800-259-9231. She says she's been pulled over by the cops. She says she has her own... identification that she's created that identifies her as this, you know, common law citizen concept, and I'd love to hear what happened. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Features there, we give away. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get involved with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. You send in $3 a month. We take it in, turn it around, and make it into more radio stations carrying the show. That's what the purpose is. AMP, Advertise, Market, Promote, $3 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the class action suit now. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar.
All right, let's go back to the phones and back to Mary in Kansas City. Listening on KCXL, KCTO. All right, Mary, we held you over because we had some more questions for you, but just to recap for people just tuning in, essentially what you're pointing out here is, and this we've heard from other people in the past, you've just got a little bit more information than they have, is that there is no obligation to get a driver's license if you want to actually drive, if you want to operate your automobile, if you want to get from point A to point B, that you have a right to travel, that you don't have to ask the government's permission to do so, and you're telling us that you're trying to get out of the system, you've surrendered your driver's license to the state government people, and you've created essentially your own common law driver's, essentially your own common law identification. It's not a driver's anything. It's just an identification with your name and presumably your photo. What are some of the elements that this identification has on it?
Well, in the back it says, this certifies that the bearer is a white citizen of Kansas, identified in the Constitution for the State of Kansas, 1859, a member of the Prosperity defined in the preamble of the Constitution for the United States of America, the 1787 one, because there's two constitutions. A lot of people don't know that, but there's two of them. There's a correct one and an incorrect one.
How long did it take you to learn all of this stuff? Because the fact is, the average person, you know, they may not have the time or ability to you know, page through tomes and tomes of law books. How much time did you invest to get to the point where you're at today?
Well, you don't have to do that. What it is there are other professionals out there that pave the way for you, and you know, just basically study what they study. And
did you get all this information for free, or did someone charge you for it?
I bought a couple of things, and then the rest is like on the internet, because once you start doing something, you go on the internet and you find something, and you find somebody who will tell you about this group. This person will tell you about that one.
So because something else we've seen over time is there's, you know, the people that talk about these things, they usually have a book they're selling, or they have some $700 CD-ROM with all kinds of secret documents and nonsense.
I know. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
There's a lot of information on the web, and I've seen them, and I'm sitting here thinking there must be another way to get away from this, because I don't have the
right. Because it would seem to me that if this was all, you know, good information that could really help people free themselves from the system, it would seem to me that those people would want to give this information up front and then just sort of accept donations and say, hey, if we've done something valuable here, then send us some donations. So,
yes.
Or contributions. So here again, my question, I sort of jumped to a conclusion there. Did you actually surrender your government driver's license?
Yes, there's an exempt that allows you. It's
okay.
Lawful.
So you did do that, and now you have your own identification. You were pulled over by a cop. And, Mark, you had you noticed a discrepancy. Maybe it was just a miscommunication. We thought that you had first said, Mary, that you didn't have a license plate on your car. Then you said that that there is a license plate. It's your old license plate because you haven't had a new common law plate made yet. What's the current situation?
Yeah, I tried to return that, too, and the state wouldn't take it. You have to go to the state capitol. They wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get a document saying that I surrendered that.
So you have the old one on there. Is it registered?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
What it is the main head is the driver's license. You cut off the head of the driver's license. Your registration doesn't count anymore. Having insurance doesn't count anymore.
But it's going to expire anyway, right?
Yeah, but I'm out of the system. By then, I have to make my own plate.
Well, now, hold on a second. I didn't think that a driver's license was required for insurance. There's no need to pull out of the insurance system. You still want to have your car insured, don't you?
If you are out of the system, you could be insured if you want to.
Okay,
you cannot
all right.
put a law on you.
So let's get back to the scene with the cop pulling you over, because we're getting short on time here. You got pulled over. What were you pulled over for?
A dim light bulb. That was his excuse.
Typical. These things happen
yeah.
a lot. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I gave him my attitude. I gave him my ID. And what his job is to do is, you know, find out if I'm in the system or not.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was find out that, and he was stunned, too.
I bet he was.
Well, what happens is when you do it legally, you know, you go to the Capitol, you give it to them, because that's the requirement. They want their cards back. If you're not going to be in their program, they want their cards back.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair, okay?
I suppose.
Okay.
I paid for it.
And they report you to the Revenue Department on what you did. I don't know how long it takes, but I was hoping, you know, that I wouldn't get stopped on my way back home from the Capitol.
Okay.
Kansas. Anyway, I made it home, and this is like a week and a half later. What he does, you know, the officer is, you know, it's his duty to see if there's any information on you in dispatch. So he calls my name in, you know, do you have something, you know, for Mary at such a time?
Right, any warrants or anything? Okay.
Yeah. And I wasn't sure at the time what was being told, but it kind of blew him away, and he was like, you may go.
Really?
And I was like, what do you mean by that? Anyway,
now, hold on a second. He let you go. Now, normally when there's a burnout light bulb, you're not going to get a ticket. You're going to get a warning. They're going to let you go anyway. Have you been pulled over since, or has that been the only time?
You know how cops pull up behind you and they tag your license? Well, I still had mine. And that happened where the cop was right behind me, and you could tell he was, you know, punching my plate
sure.
in, and I didn't know what was going to happen, because this was less than 2 weeks later, you know, that this other incident happened.
Okay,
I mean,
so this was
dog.
2 weeks after you'd been pulled over.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
We're at a red light, you know, I can't turn here, turn off, you know, he got me. He's behind there, and I'm with my daughter, and we don't know what's going to happen. This is all new to us.
Right.
But I do know, you know, that I'm not in the system, and he'll find that out, and blah, blah, blah. Well, the light turns green, and I start to go, and then he starts to go, and then he stops his car, you know, like he's stunned, you know, and then we see the headlights, you know, could kind of move, you know. And I pull over to this drive, gasoline station that is just a half a block up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I figure he's going to pull up behind me. Well, he's still driving slow, like 10 miles an hour, you know, like he just can't believe what he just saw or read.
So you did not get pulled over in that instant?
No.
And so you've yet to be pulled over since?
Right.
When was it that you surrendered the driver's license?
August 24th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay. It's all very, very interesting. I find this fascinating. I'm just blown away by this phone call.
Well, let me tell you this much. I called the state to find out what exactly does a police officer see when they call in. And she said, let's see, you surrendered your license plate? And I said, yes. She says, well, according to this here, it says that you voluntarily surrendered your license plate. I said, that's it.
Wait, your license plate or your driver's license?
My driver's license.
Okay.
I said, that's it? She says, yeah. I said, there's no code that it's replying to, no law, no anything? She says, no, that's all it says.
Hmm.
So
what would happen if you, if you were speeding and he actually had something to write a ticket for? What do you think would happen then?
Under common law, if I hurt someone, he could give me a ticket. Otherwise, it's just a warning or he just leaves me alone.
You know what, Mary? I hope that you'll call us in the future, and
we're very interested in this.
The results very interesting. Call us in the future and let us know if you have any more encounters with these government people, how they treat you, what happens. As far as I'm concerned, you are the best call that we've ever had on this particular issue. Normally, people are very, very vague. They don't have any real experiences. They're just telling us what they've heard. They aren't actually making any claims of their own, and they certainly don't have any websites to back up their claims. It's been interesting, Mary, and thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, if you've got any experience with this common law stuff, opting out of the system, I'd love to hear about it, because it could really be maybe another road for the apolitical activists, to take as far as not working within the system. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.